you can say what you want, but I believe the very foundations of our republic in the United States are on the verge of an absolute and total collapse.
Today, a Fulton County grand jury returned a true bill of indictment, charging 19 individuals with violations of Georgia law arising from a criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in this state.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps that Georgia on my mind.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Now, there are many things that I have talked about in past programs regarding the state of Georgia. And one of the things that I really need to make clear is Georgia is a state that is in big trouble. It's at a crossroad. It could go either way. And I don't make that claim flippantly. I don't make it to be trying to get a headline. I'm just telling you what I know from the many decades I lived and worked in that state. It is a state that I truly love, but it's a state that I see in peril. The district attorney in Fulton County has made a total fool of herself, and I've used the term before, and I'm not ashamed to use it. She's allowed herself to become a political prostitute for a political party and an ideology. And while she's doing it, she has reneged on her responsibility and her obligations to the people of Fulton County. While she's busy making a big name for herself nationwide, those in Fulton County suffer. People languish for months, years in a sewer of a lockup jail run by a very unprofessional and very moronic sheriff, a very dangerous sheriff, who also craved the national spotlight. So we have a governor that refuses to look at election integrity and what this fool of a district attorney is doing. Yet thankfully, there are some people that actually care. Colton Moore is a state senator representing District 53 in the state of Georgia. And he is leading the challenge on how to fix all of this. So I welcome Senator Colton Moore to the program with his question. Is my analysis correct or am I wrong?
Absolutely not. I think you're spot on. I mean, Kemp is a problem in all of this, and he has been from the very get-go, right? It took 19 days to certify the election results. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody who takes 19 days to certify the election results, you would think would assume, well, maybe there is a problem, you know, 19 days.
Yeah.
You would think, is he recognizing there's a problem? I mean, he saw the 40,000 affidavits that came to his desk signed by Georgians from across the state with a threat of perjury that said they saw election fraud. And to say that our elections are secure and 3 days later caught on hidden camera say that if anybody comes close to an election machine, they can hack it themselves. You know, and then you've got the same token. You've got about 20 something Republican, so-called Republican senators who are saying that we're the number one state for election integrity. Mm-hmm. All in the same week. It's mind boggling what's going on.
Oh, I know. Listen, from where I sit, and I've got more years in Georgia than any other state that I've ever lived in. It's a huge part of who I am and always will be. And to see what is happening, look, I'm old enough to go back to the days in the 1970s as a reporter in Atlanta in radio. And I used to cover the governor's mansion back in those days. That's, you know, George Busby back then. And I covered the Carter campaign and his presidential election. I've worked in small town Georgia, big city Georgia. I love the state. It's my adoptive home. But what I've seen in these recent years is just frightening. I've mentioned this to my listeners before. Something about the 2020 election just doesn't smell right. And why do they have to fix things for 2022 when it just so happened that Brian Kemp and Rassenberger is running again for re-election? Then they allow it to slip back to the way it was. What can the legislature do?
You know, the legislature has all the power to fix all the wrongs. The problem we have is that the senators and the representatives who make up that legislature are too reluctant to do anything. Our voting machines, you mentioned the voting machines, they have yet to be updated. Our Secretary of State has yet to update them. So I do want to break
that.
Which,
by the way, brings a question. I ran into something, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that back when your Secretary of State, Brad, was dealing with Dominion voting machines, why was he using his business Gmail account to talk to them and not his state email account? That is troubling to me.
You know, it sounds troubling. I'm not aware of that particular issue myself.
Oh, it's there. You can find it.
Yeah.
And I have found it. I thought that was illegal in the state of Georgia to conduct state business on a personal or your personal business Gmail account. What is he doing talking to Dominion Voting back in 2020 on his Gmail account?
You know, I don't know, Robert. I do know that we've kind of come to a point right now where we're at a boiling point. We obviously haven't solved our election integrity issues from back in 2020. The ruling Republican class in our state continues to say that there's absolutely no problems.
The rhino Republicans in the state, let's be honest. Let's call them for what they are. I mean,
they're
not true conservatives. You know, it's my understanding.
No doubt.
Brian Kemp is setting himself up to be a conduit to China after 2026. That's no doubt in my mind about that.
Well, I mean, you saw the press conference, I hope you did, with Governor Kemp, and he called my call for a special session unconstitutional.
Well, he's an idiot if he said that, because it is not unconstitutional. As a governor,
exactly.
He has no say-so in elections, either does Brad Rassenberger, except to carry out the will and the rules set by the legislature. That's the end of the discussion right there.
Think about this. The governor very clearly laid out in Article 5, Section 2, Paragraph 7. I'm going to give you the chapter and the verse here. The governor could call a special session at any time. But then he points to this prosecutorial commission, in which he says Fani Willis shouldn't even go to that anyway. But he says that that's going to take care of all the problems, that that's constitutionally what we need to do. Mm-hmm. Now, how does this make any constitutional sense? How did a legislature create a commission of unelected bureaucrats and give them the power to investigate and impeach if they didn't have the power to investigate and impeach themselves? And that's what we have the power in a legislature to do. And for them to deny that is very much so misrepresenting the Constitution. And then you think, well, do they even understand the Constitution? When Fani Willis is taking people political prisoner for simply questioning the integrity of an election, we've got a serious problem. You know, Stacey Abrams, Hillary Clinton, both of them questioned the integrity of an election.
Absolutely.
But we treated them like Americans. And the 18 plus Donald Trump that's been indicted, we are treating them un-American right now.
Hey, listen, I don't think Stacey Abrams ever conceded either election yet.
And we don't prosecute her because she has a First Amendment right to do so.
She says the election was stolen from her in 18 and again in 2022. I mean, you're right. I don't see Fani Willis going after her.
Yeah, so the scarier part about this is when a fellow senator of mine is also being indicted. And other senators are reluctant to speak out because they are afraid themselves they may be putting themselves in judicial peril, that they may be obstructionists to justice. Now, think about this. A senator represents 200,000 Georgians. They're duly elected to represent them in the Georgia Republic. And when they become too coward to speak out against an injustice because they think they may find themselves in judicial peril, then we have a constitutional crisis in our state.
What can be done? That's my first question. And I still want to get into the depth of how this ever became to be. But right. what can you
yeah. first thing that can be done, and this is why I'm pushing and the calling for the special session, because we as a legislature, we are hindered. We can't do anything except point fingers at nothing until we come into session. Okay. Now, what do we do when we get into session? Well, it only takes a simple majority vote to defund Fani Willis of any Georgia tax dollars. Okay, the governor says, well, it would be unconstitutional to defund Fani Willis. Well, that's okay. My constituents will allow no more than a dollar. Mm-hmm. They'll give her $1. So then we've done our duty. We funded the district attorney of Fulton County. But if she is going to use money to take on political prisoners, meanwhile, the ACLU is reporting that half of the inmates at the Fulton County Jail have yet to be charged with a crime. And you've got cases like Young Slime and Young Thug, who have yet to pick a jury in 1 year. So she's not providing justice to
her citizens.
Well,
she's not doing her job. I mean, this is...
That's right. So why should my tax dollars and your tax dollars in Georgia be funding it?
This should be, if anything, if there's even the slightest merit, which I'm not saying that there is, trust me on that. But if there's anything to this case, it's technically a federal case. It has nothing to do with Fulton County, Georgia, period.
Well, and not to mention that, it really has nothing to do with Fulton County in the sense that this all happened on state capitol grounds. You know, the state capitol is almost like an embassy.
That's right.
It has jurisdiction in its own right. And if the attorney general wanted to prosecute, then one might argue that he has the authority to do
exactly,
so.
Exactly, exactly.
But there is a separation because you don't want Fulton County influencing state affairs. If that's the case, let's move the state capitol back to Savannah or Milledgeville or Dublin.
Or Gainesville or Toccoa. I mean, come on.
Right, exactly.
Or take it up to Rabun County. I mean, then you'd really, you know, it would be a nice place to have it.
No doubt, no doubt. This will go down in history, Robert. What is going on right now in our state? How our governor is responding to it? And you know, this is such a fight for freedom. And a lot of people question my intention in all this. They say you are burning down the relationships of your fellow senators and your caucus.
Well, good.
But you know what, Robert? This is so much bigger than them. It's so much. They're saying, and then you got the people on the left. They say, oh, you're only fighting for Donald Trump. You just love Donald Trump. Now, I voted for Donald Trump. I like Donald Trump. But this is so much bigger than Donald Trump.
What these people don't understand.
It's the basic question of freedom, and we should always defend the right to question the integrity of an election.
What they've got to be... Listen, I found an interesting video clip. I'm not going to share it right now, the audio from it, but it goes back to 2020. It goes back to MSNBC and warning people back in, you know, before Trump's election that, you know, they're going to weaponize the Department of Justice against us people on the left. And we can't do that. We need to stop it now. We can never use the justice system and weaponize it for politics. Well, what have they done? That's exactly what they've done. Everything they claimed was being done, which never happened, is now being done in ways at the federal and in some states that I never would have envisioned in my lifetime. I just can't believe what I'm seeing happening in this world. What my concern is, what can people do? And I know I've got a significant audience around the state of Georgia on podcast and even on shortwave. Mm-hmm. What can anybody do? I don't care if they live in Milledgeville. I don't care if they live in the western part of the state, northwest. I've got an audience up through the middle of the state, straight into right up to the South Carolina line.
Yeah.
What can they do? Who do they contact to say, look, do something or else you're going to lose my support? And I think that's what it comes down to in this day and age. You've got to let your representative know. You want to know something? You may not get my vote in the next primary or the next general. You want to know why? You're not doing what should be done. I think that too many people in Georgia, they don't think much about those state elections. All they see is the governor's election, and they see the presidential, maybe the Senate, sometimes not even their own congressman. But there are a lot of people, unfortunately, and you know it and I know it, they could not name their state representative or state senator, and they've lived in Georgia their entire life.
No, absolutely. I mean, I've heard from constituents of my own and Georgians across the state who are finding it difficult to figure out who their representative and who their senator is. You know, I encourage you just to take a little moment out of your day and figure out who your state senator and your state representative are. Find a way to contact them. A lot of times on their website, they have their cell phone number. Sometimes they give it away in a local newspaper. But contact them and let them know that you demand they take action. They can point a finger and say that this prosecutorial commission or this or that's going to take care of it. But they, as a legislator, have all the power they need when they're in session to put a check and to put a stop on what is happening in our state. So I ask that you just triple down. Continue to call them. They are feeling the pressure like they've never felt it before.
They need to.
I mean, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, only 20 or so signed on to the official letter with the caucus that said that a special session would be too costly and that we were the number one state for election integrity. Think about that. Roughly 20 so-called Republican senators think that we're the number one state for election integrity. Unbelievable. So continue to call them and, you know, remind them that we are 3 months away from an election cycle. And, you know, I think that'll start pushing. We're going to continue to tighten the vise, Bob. I mean,
has to be done.
We cannot
stop.
Be done. That's right. Absolutely.
Look, I don't want to see the state that I love so dearly turn into another, you know, leftist state, which is going to happen because, in my opinion,
well, it's turning into that right now, and my fellow Republicans don't recognize it.
But it only is happening around Atlanta, maybe a little bit of Athens and Savannah. I mean,
right. I mean, right now it's happening statewide. I mean, when this district attorney is taking out people in Coffee County who were government officials, charging them. I mean, she's got people charged all across the state, senators out that represent areas outside of Fulton County, right? I mean, there's never been a time in Georgia's history like right now. And Bob, I have been a Georgian for five generations. My family has lived on the same mountain for five generations. We've paid property taxes all the way through. Mm-hmm. My grandfather fought Nazis in World War II, real Nazis. And I will not sit back and not make this my personal fight because these Nazis are in Atlanta.
Amen.
And they are chilling speech. When my fellow Republican senator is too reluctant to speak out, then the fascist Nazis are in Atlanta. And not to speak is to speak. You know, first, they come after your enemies, but you don't say anything because they're your enemies. And I feel like that's where Governor Kemp is right now. Surely, in his conscience, he recognizes what's going on right now. But I think he thinks of Donald Trump as his enemy, so I'm not going to say anything. But then they come after your friends, and I feel like that's where our legislature is right now. My friends are being indicted, but yet my colleagues see, well, look what they did to the enemy. I don't know. I'm kind of too afraid to speak out for my friend. But guess who they come for at the end of the day? They come for you and I. And at that point, neither our enemy nor our friend can speak for us.
You know, I watched in my lifetime. I can remember being, like I say, I can remember when Atlanta was not that big of a city and before the big airport was installed. I mean, I can remember when you walked out of the building onto a tarmac to go up a staircase to get on an airliner in Atlanta. That's how old I am. And
wow.
Yeah. And that wasn't really that many years ago. That was the early 70s. It was not a big airport, but it became the perfect hub. And with their five runways and how many gates and how many millions through it every year, it's a different world. Atlanta became a rapidly growing city because of that particular airport. And you could go to anywhere in the globe from Atlanta, and you didn't even have to go to New York to make that trip to Europe or to Asia, just straight out of Atlanta. And that made it a very attractive place to leave Boston, New York City, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and move your headquarters into Atlanta. The problem is a lot of the bad voting habits from their former states came with them. And we've seen that in much of Atlanta. I have a term I use on my radio program, the Roswell Rhinos, you know, that are really, they're somewhat fiscally conservative, but in everything else, they're socially liberal or even leftist to a degree. You know, Roswell is not the same conservative town or Alpharetta that I remember from not that many years ago. It's changed. Gainesville is still holding on, but Gwinnett County, it keeps creeping farther north as they run out of room in Atlanta. What's the state of Georgia going to do to attract more family-oriented people to come to, shall we say, smaller town Georgia to offset what is happening in the five-county metro area?
You know, Republicans are going to have to start standing up for what they campaigned on when it's time to do the work. And that's the only way you're going to motivate and encourage Republicans to keep after it. You know, I think one of the things that a lot of Republicans are missing right now is the idea of criminal justice reform in our state. And you look at the black voter in Georgia. OK, think about the days of and you were there. I wasn't there. But even MLK, right?
He was a registered Republican.
There you go. And injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And when you have the former president and these 18 others with mugshots in downtown Atlanta, I think it serves a great opportunity for us, because if you take out the black voter, the Democrats in the state of Georgia lose their base. They don't have a base anymore, right? You've got the evangelical Christian that is the base for the Republican Party. And I think we've got a great opportunity right now to fracture or bring over the entire base of the Democrats and focus on justice reform.
And family.
And that's what we're seeing. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, 100%. Which brings back another question. When you go back to Fulton County, and the sewer they call a jail, which is an abomination, how is the state allowing that jail to exist as is without shutting it down and moving everybody out of that place? Too many people have died there. Too many people are getting sick there. There's too much disease there. This is not a prison. This is not, it shouldn't be a political prison either. I'm sure that Fani Willis wish it could have been, but it isn't. How do you get away from a banana republic jail? This is a holding place for those that are yet to be convicted of any crime. And I fought the Constitution.
Did you hear about the gentleman? He died of bed bugs. He was literally eaten alive by bed bugs, and he had yet to see his day in court.
Once again, I thought the Constitution stated to me, and I, unless my high school lied to me and my college lied, I thought we were innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. And when people are held in jail month after month after month, sometimes on relatively minor charges, they just don't have the wealth to get themselves out. And they're too busy chasing after Donald Trump and the others. There's something, I think there's a mental illness or really a spiritual illness in Fani Willis. I think she's spiritually dead inside. There's no doubt in my mind. She is so consumed by hate, she cannot function in her job. And if anything, she needs to be impeached from that job for failure to do the work on behalf of the people of Fulton County she's not doing. I think that these families of people that have their loved ones in jail should sue her, you know, for not doing her job. And maybe the weight of losing everything financially will be enough to get her attention and get it out of the national spotlight that she thinks she's the new darling of MSNBC and CNN. You know,
think about this. Yeah, think about this when it comes to a money perspective. When I talk to my district attorneys in Northwest Georgia, they are in a triage right now. They don't know which cases they need to prosecute and which ones they don't, because they don't have the resources to prosecute them all. Now, think about that for a second. They're having to choose whether they want to do this murder or this burglary, or, you know, maybe have to push these traffic tickets aside because they don't have the resources. Now, you say, well, we've got plenty of attorneys in Northwest Georgia. Why don't you hire some of those attorneys? Well, they say we can't, because places like Fulton County and Gwinnett and Cobb County, those places are subsidizing these attorneys. They're working from home in Northwest Georgia, and they're being prosecutors in the inner cities. Meanwhile, we don't have enough prosecutors ourselves. So I am certainly advocating that we pull away those Georgia tax dollars from Fulton County, bring them back home, bring them back to the rural Georgia. You know, when Fulton County citizens, whose neighbors are getting murdered, who their other neighbors getting robbed, when their taxes start going up because they realize, you know, I would rather have some justice for my neighbor over here than you attack Donald Trump, and their taxes go up because they, you know, we as Georgians aren't funding this circus anymore, then maybe they will wake up to what's going on.
Bottom line, what can people do? How can they find out what you are doing? I mean, what can we do together, not just in Georgia, but a little bit of national exposure in the wrong kind of light for Afani Willis is not a comfortable thing.
Well, Bob, I tell you what, I've spent the last, you know, 2 weeks targeting these rhino Republicans, sending tens of thousands of text messages out into their districts, reminding their constituents that it is them, the so-called conservative, that is letting Fani Willis get by with what she's getting by with. And I need ammo to reload to expose these rhinos. So if you go to ColtonMoore.com, that's ColtonMoore.com, you can donate there. You can go to ColtonMoore.com/emergency. You can sign on to the official petition, be added to our email list, and follow up to date by the minute on what's going on. And if you live in Georgia, your most important priority ought to be calling your representative, calling your state senator, and asking them, why have you not signed the letter calling for the special session? Please do so immediately.
Amen. Anything else we can do for you here at Truth to Ponder?
Pray. And pray very hard, because our freedoms are at stake. And if we lose them, we have nowhere else to go, Bob. And not to speak is to speak. They're being taken away from us. They're being taken away from people who you would expect to have in a legislative shield of immunity when they are afraid to speak out for their fellow citizen and the defense of freedom. We're in a very bad spot, and ultimately, God's going to be the only one that saves us.
My guest for this segment has been State Senator Colton Moore, representing District 53 in the state of Georgia. I want to thank Colton for being on the program today. I hope you learned a lot. If you go to ColtonMoore.com, that's ColtonMoore.com, you can find out more. Now, I've got other things to share with you on this program, so I'm going to ask you not to go away. There's a lot left on the program. But if you believe in the mission and the work that we're doing here at Truth to Ponder, and we have some incredible opportunity in front of us, and I'm praying that God's people come through to make it happen, as you have in the past, would you consider financially supporting this radio program and ministry? I'm not a paid employee. Nobody here is. But I want to see this program grow to give you information you can't find anywhere else. You can go to our website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. You can support us using Give, Send, Go. Now, also, you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, 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 Virginia. And the zip code is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. And we will be right back with more.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Even Islam focuses on him. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Cahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. In Israel, in the holy city Jerusalem, on top of the Temple Mount, sits a mosque and a dome on which it's written the words, Allah, or God, has in their eyes, has no son. This strange juxtaposition of buildings, in some ways, it sums up Islam. Here's the central statement in Islam. It's not really even a statement. It's an anti-statement. It's defiance. It's talking not about Muhammad, but about Jesus, Yeshua. Strangely, it's amazing. It's actually fulfilling what it denies, because the psalm says they rage against the Lord's anointed, his son, but I have set my king on my holy mountain. So it's on this mountain that it's talking about that it rages against his son. Islam is raging against God's son. Amazing thing. Even Islam cannot help but focus on Jesus. Rabbinic Judaism also can't help speaking about Jesus. Same with Buddhism, Hinduism, even Satan worship. An amazing thing. Even those who are against him, the whole world still ends up focusing on him. And if even Islam and the rest focus on him, how much more must we, his disciples, focus everything on him? See, it's easy to name his name. It's a different thing to focus every part of your life on him, every part of your day on him. Make him the focus of your day today. Make him the focus of your thoughts, your heart, your plans, your every word, your actions, your everything you do. Because that's the way existence works. It's all focused on him anyway. The more you get into that, the more blessed your life is going to be. He's the focus. He's the lamb. He's the center of the throne. He's the focus of everything. Hebrew prophecy, all that. Make him the focus of you. And from that will come all blessing. Want more? Ask for Islam and the Messiah. Very important. Islam and the Messiah on CD. Now, imagine getting special updates on the future events, news behind the news, biblical prophecy on Israel, what you need to know as an end time believer, and strength for every day of your walk. The Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD and Sapphires as well. A lot of great stuff, all free. How do you get it? Just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and dial it. To receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA1. You will be blessed, but call now. That's 1-800-YESHUA1. I invite you to join me to reach the unreached peoples in the world in the most incredible way, from Moscow to Madagascar, even Jerusalem. It's amazing. Through shortwave radio, you can blanket the earth. You'll never be able to reach more people. Just call 1-800-YESHUA1. That's YESHUA1, or you can write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the nice Jewish boy at box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, and the zip 07644. That's the nice Jewish boy, 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, until next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend and Messiah, Bar Elohim, the Son, yes, the Son of God.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to Truth to Ponder for this Thursday. There's a lot on my mind as we enter this segment. I've got a few stories you really need to hear. I mean, you really need to hear this to fully understand what's going on in the world around you. I look at some of this stuff as diversions, some of this stuff just to turn you off from even watching the news, to disparage you, to beat you down. It seems like the crazier things are, the more they want to push it on you and I, our families, our children, and even in some of our churches. It's craziness. I've got an example coming up in just a moment that I think really lays it out. And you need to listen to it carefully and thoroughly understand what you are hearing. We live in a very satanically inspired age. The spirit of Antichrist is alive and well all over the globe, not just in one place or another. It is alive and well, even in the Bible Belt, definitely across the United States and pretty much all the Western world. The majority of people are no longer believers. We are now the minority, and we are now the target. We see a Justice Department that is being weaponized to suppress individual rights, freedoms, and the Constitution, all in the name of a political ideology which is horrifically satanic in its origin these days, all built on lies. And I'm frankly sick of it. I'm sick of politics, and I've said it many times. I do not trust elections. I do not trust politicians much anymore. There are very few that I care about. I shared one with you today, somebody willing to make a stand. Most that I meet become a little bit, they got a linguine spine. They don't stand for much of anything. We need to find those that will stand up and support them. And let them know that you are proud of the work that they are doing and you stand with them. We've seen too many things recently that are disturbing. I look at the fires in Maui. I plan to do a lot of stories about that in the not too distant future. I want to take my time. I don't want to jump in and make claims of things that may not be true. I want to know that when I give you an analysis, you can count on that analysis being accurate. But as somebody that worked as many years as I did in emergency management, the things that are coming out that I can verify, that I feel comfortable with, just scream that everything was done wrong. And my question is, why? Was there a reason that things were so askew in Maui? And I think we have a right to know. And why is it we don't hear much about East Palestine any longer? We don't hear much about them at all. East Palestine, Ohio is just like off the radar screen of the mainstream media. I guess the fact that everybody had to leave their homes, people will die prematurely, they've been literally poisoned, and nobody cares. Obviously, I find it very concerning. I'm also concerned about public education in the United States and Canada. In many parts of the country, the public schools are unfit to send your children. They have become breeding grounds for some pretty nasty stuff. And Christians are increasingly being targeted by an increasingly militarized police. They come there and tackle people that challenge a school board. That is not right. That is un-American, yet it's being allowed to stand in places like Loudoun County, here in Virginia, and other places around the country. I find it wrong. If we don't stand up soon, there'll be nothing left to stand up for. And all along the way, this delusion that's predicted in the book of 2 Thessalonians is occurring on a wide scale. People are believing lies and they're delusional. There is a woman, and if you look at her picture, which I can't show, of course, on a radio program, but she looks all girl or all woman, has lipstick. I mean, she is definitely, to any perceptive eye of a three-year-old, a woman. But she calls herself non-binary. And recently, for some reason, she and her partner, who I guess is also female, visited a gay bar, and she had just a terribly bad experience.
I know. It's so bad. Like, imagine if I didn't accept you for just being gay. Dude, like, are you serious? And he's told me I'm being a gentleman calling you a lady. That's not something bad.
Now, just so you know, I took a little bit of time to make sure that this was a legitimate posting from a real individual who I will not name, but this is for real. This is the kind of strange, aberrant world in which we live, where she believes she can get on social media and talk to thousands upon thousands of people that will feel sorry for her and will take up her cause. She claims to be non-binary. Of course, to look at her, she looks like a woman, dresses like a woman, has lipstick like a woman. But of course, in today's world, that doesn't mean anything. She might be a man. She might be a woman identifying as a man, might be a man identifying as a woman. But no, in her case, she's non-binary, but she has a female partner. I thought that was being gay. I don't get it. And all she's trying to do is elicit your sympathy. And if you could just add the music underneath, this is what she wants you to feel.
I know. Like, imagine if I didn't accept you for just being gay, dude. Like, are you serious? And he's told me I'm being a gentleman calling you a lady. That's not something bad. Like, I'm just sharing that part, and I just wanted you to be like, okay, sorry. What would you like to hear? And, like, it's not like we even talk a lot. It felt like a dad, like, yelling at you. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm gonna have some water, and I'm okay. It's just...
I'm sorry to say this, but these people are totally delusional. this is a psychological or mental disorder on their part, identifying as something that they physically are not, biologically they are not, and never could be. You are what you are. You can't deny that. We're told to follow the science. Well, the science has been pretty clear and pretty self-explanatory for a pretty long time. But they want you to believe in their mental illness and just support it. To go ahead and believe a lie and live their lie because it makes them happy. I'm not going to live somebody's lie, but I am going to tell them the truth. I listen to that emotional plea for help, and that's what it is, but not to have the society bend to her mental illness. She needs mental health, real mental health. We're not getting that anymore. Now we're getting basically butchering of bodies and children, and we have countries and places around the United States that want to make it a felony crime to misgender somebody. These are the pillars of our country that are collapsing. Our entire justice system is dying, if not dead. Our election process in jeopardy. Our morals going down a satanic sewer. When I listen to her and her plea, if you're going to put some music underneath it, this is more appropriate.
No, it's so bad.
Imagine if I didn't accept you for just being gay, dude. Like, are you serious? And he's told me I'm being a gentleman calling you a lady. That's not something bad. Like, I'm just sharing that part, and I just wanted you to be like, okay, sorry.
What would you like?
What would you like to hear? And, like, it's not like we even talk a lot. It felt like a dad, like, yelling at you. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm gonna have some water, and I'm okay. It's just...
Now, I know from time to time, when I do something like that and share these audio clips with a few sound effects, some of you say, well, that's not being very nice. Well, I'm sorry. What they're trying to do to you, your children, our families, our society is not very nice either. Truth sometimes is painful. Telling the truth is sometimes not easy. And hearing the truth for some of these people is almost impossible, but it needs to be said. Do you lie to somebody when it's something very critical, like this, or do you let them live their lie and you lie along with them? That's what they're asking you to do. Believe their lie. And then you have some very, very reprobate people that are demanding that laws be changed, that if somebody should misgender somebody, they need to go to jail or prison. It's not going to end until you stand up and say enough is enough. I was watching some news stories over the past week or so. Every day we are bombarded with a bunch of stories that are nonsensical to a degree and often unscientific, yet it's being rammed down our throat by mainstream media as truth. And we know the mainstream media lives on a diet of lies. They've proven it over and over again. I'll give you an example. And by the way, the left always accuses the right of what they themselves are doing or plan on doing. It was Rachel Maddow from MSNBC back in 2020 talking about Bill Barr at the time, who is, to me, kind of unimpressive when it came to looking to election fraud. His entire attitude was simply,
I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
I mean, let's be honest. Many of us held out hope that Bill Barr would do his job. After Jeff Sessions basically reneged on doing his job when he was the Attorney General, when the entire stupid Russia collusion narrative was falling apart, he was sidelined, absent without leave, and did nothing. Absolutely nothing. He allowed the United States to spend mega millions on a fake and phony fraudulent investigation against the sitting president, all based on lies before a court. And the fact that nobody's in jail for that to this point means we no longer have a justice system. You know it and I know it, unless something is done. And then Bill Barr, after that election, turned his back on the American people and pretended there was no evidence of any kind. I've heard that nonsense now for what, 3-4 years? There's no evidence, Bob. It's gone to court, Bob. It's been thrown out of court. Always on procedural, never evidentiary matters. I mean, no evidence has been heard. I don't care what Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, says. I think he's a stinking liar. He's a rhino. He is worse than Mitt. I got news for you. He's worse than Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney is no friend of conservatives. He's a fake, phony, and fraud. And so I am getting sick. I'm just getting sick and tired of listening to these phony Republicans. We learned in the first segment, state of Georgia, you got a bunch of state senators claiming to be good conservatives, probably go to a church and everything else and brag about it. But they stab their constituents in the back and they make a mockery of what they're doing. If you're still with me and you live in the state of Georgia, find out who your state senator is and your representative and just let them know they had better do what they're supposed to do. It is their constitutional obligation, and do not let them lie to you. If they do, hold them accountable and refuse to ever vote for them again. Until conservatives stand up to these fake conservatives and tell them you're not representing what you claim to be. You're a liar, and we don't vote for liars. I'm done with liars. I'm done with politics pretty much altogether. I'll report on it, and I'll vote, but I'm not going to live and worry and breathe about it much more. It's a waste of my time. This country is going down a sewer, a satanic sewer, and we're worrying about some of the most stupid things in the world, like some non-binary woman. He called me a woman, and it hurt. Well, if you don't want to be called a woman, don't wear a dress and lipstick and everything else that goes with it, and makeup. Maybe you need to put a t-shirt on. I'm non-binary. Put on some big glasses and cut your hair with a crew cut so nobody knows what you are. But don't have me participate in your mental illness. I am done participating in somebody's self-imposed mental illness. Up in Canada, saw a story last week. You know, toward the end of the last semester of school, up in Canada, the story came out about this shop teacher that had these sized quadruple Z prosthetic breasts, just cartoonish. And he claimed they were real. And he came to school with his blonde wig and pink halter and a size quadruple Z monstrous fake, breast. And parents that called them out were the ones that were being dismissed by the school. The school stood by their reprobate, disgusting teacher. Then during the summer, we discovered he doesn't really have quadruple Z breast. He was caught wearing just regular clothes and not his wig and dressing like a man. This year, he's at school. He's got a beard, but he's not wearing his fake, prosthetic breast. Question is he identifying as a man and a woman? And will the school district continue to play along with this mentally ill game? This is mental illness being mainstreamed by a school to be considered normal. And these are the people you entrust your children in Canada. And yeah, in the United States, we see it everywhere. It's time that we do several things. Number one, if you're a Christian, you got to get on your knees. You got to pray. You have to fast and pray. It's getting that bad. if your church is not preaching the wholeness of the gospel, if they're getting into the woke gospel, get out of that church. They don't deserve a dime of your support. If they're not preaching the truth of God's word, if they're getting into social gospel nonsense, oh, we should be celebrating transgenderism and same-sex marriage. Get out of that church. I don't care what you think your local church is compared to your denomination. If your denomination at the top is all for this, well, this evil, then you're in an evil church. Get out. Don't be a part. The Bible says, get out from among them. Do not touch the unclean thing. What about that scripture do you not understand? God's word is what you must abide yourself within. There is no discussion on that. I don't know why people think that there is. There's a lot we're trying to do here on this radio program. We have some great opportunity. I don't want to see that opportunity missed. I'm one of the few people you know that still consistently believe in shortwave. I've seen radio programs come and go. Once they got you to their internet site, they leave and they save the money and they come back from time to time when they've run out of people. They need some more. They come back to shortwave to bolster up their online audience. I don't do that here at this program. I simply want to give you the truth. I simply want to give you a different perspective on the news. Watching Dr. Fauci still talking about face masking. And even CNN pointed out that, you know something? We have every study now to prove they were nonsensical and worthless. Well, yeah, that might be true, but I think you should still wear one. What? This is the kind of insanity these people want to push. And of course, like I say, we this is the, I call it the BS.11.24 election con variant coming out now of the virus. And they're going to ramp it up. And the media is going to be right behind it because they are sold out to this sick ideology and they don't care what damage it does to you. As long as they got theirs, you can die. You could lose your house, your job, your family. It doesn't matter. The ideology is all that counts. And if we have to use this, you know, corona to steal an election again, they're going to do it. And I think they get really power lusting over controlling your life. I'm not a great fan of rap music, but I ran across this song from Tom McDonald and Adam Calhoun. You know, I could almost become a fan of rap music. Now, listen and you tell me.
They're screaming that they hate America and we're the reason. If you don't feel safe, then stop defunding the policemen. You calling us extremists because our words have hurt your feelings. And we're sorry we can't hear you over the sound of our freedom. Y'all been filling up our classrooms with drag queens for kids. We think it's not appropriate, you tell us that it is. The complexities of gender and children won't ever mix when there's school shootings by women whose pronouns are him, his. I'm not Republican, but keep it 100, they making sense. The most destructive ideologies are coming from the left. I think black lives matter, they think white lives matter less. And LGBTQ turned into WTF. Dear Democrats, I don't have nothing against the liberal, but the people representing you are communists and criminals. They've been starting World War III, we shipping missiles still. They don't want America great, they want it miserable. You can try to burn down the city, scream at the top of your lungs till you're dizzy. You can cancel everything and everybody in it, but it's not your America. You can burn the flag, get aggressive. You can wear a mask and pretend you're progressive. I got my First Amendment, don't forget I got the second. It's not your America. I'm hearing words I never heard in life. Kids go to school to learn, never make it back home. They get murdered like, who's concerned? Not the left or the right. Hope you ready for the fight. Coming to your front door tonight. The former president got arrested. The current one lost, but I guess he got elected. Kids get molested, pedophiles all get protected. And you can kill a baby anytime if you're pregnant. People so weak, feel free to take a knee. And you can't even speak, God forbid you disagree. I don't even know what virtual signaling means. Young men used to fight wars, now they make memes. Divide us up, I'm pretty sure that's the plan. Got a gun in my hand for when shit hits the fan. And how...
The woman of the year is a man. I'm pretty sure I never really understand.
You can try to burn down the city, scream at the top of your lungs till you're dizzy. You can cancel everything and everybody in it, but it's not your America.
You can burn the flag and aggressive. You can wear a mask and pretend you're progressive. I got my First Amendment, don't forget I got the second. It's not your America.
Ones to blame. You're the ones who riot till the city's up in flames.
You told us
we've been spreading lies, but you believe the truth is on the news every night.
You told us
we gotta stop the fighting, but you're the ones who keep the country angry and divided.
You told us
we're crazier than you, but all of our conspiracy theories are coming true.
You can try to burn down the city, scream at the top of your lungs till you're dizzy. You can cancel everything and everybody in it, but it's not your America.
You can burn the flag, get aggressive. You can wear a mask and pretend you're progressive. I got my First Amendment, don't forget I got the second. It's not your America.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The America in which I was raised is declining. It is collapsing on itself. Freedom is disappearing. It has been probably for more decades than we would care to admit. But today, with modern technology, the ability to put you into a digital prison is now there. The ability to control the money in your bank is now there. They get a digital currency and they have full control over your ability to put a roof over your head, transportation, and food on your table. That's what these evil individuals are working toward getting. And they will, unless you make a stand today. I don't trust politicians, but I'll vet out those and pray for the best. If your child is in one of those awful public schools or a grandchild, you got to get them out of there. Leaving them there is basically an insult to God. If you are putting a child in a school that is woke, morally broke, you're going to be held accountable before God. It is better to have a mill neck around the neck of a person that is ruining a child and tossed into the sea than to let that child go to ruin. What about the Bible? Are Christians refusing to understand and accept? This is my anger. Christians are failing. They make Christianity something in a box they maybe bring out on Sunday once a month or twice a year. The Bible says they will stand before Jesus and Jesus will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me." Where do you stand on these issues? Are you going to celebrate somebody's derangement? Are you going to celebrate somebody's evil? Are you going to just say, "Well, doesn't affect me"? Yeah, it does. We've said that for so many years, and systematically, incrementally, it impacts you in ways you can never believe. Listen, do you believe in this radio program and ministry? We need to hear from you. We could really use your help. Go to our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. You can support us using Give, Send, Go. We need your support now. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. That's P.O. Box 510, Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. We will be back tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.